We were 8 years in power, by Ta-Nehisi Coates, post 518. With his new book, We Were 8 Years in Power, Ta-Nehisi Coates has become an indispensable American writer. In Between the World and Me, he demonstrated a terrible sorrow and gravitas. With Power, he shows that his analytic skills, his command of American history, his controlled anger, and his sharp elegiac style have reached full maturity. Coates believes in the efficacy of historical research, in primary sources, in the slow accretion of voices and documents, and in the larger portraits those sources reveal. In Power, he describes both the permutations of systemic racial hatred and injustice suffered by black men, women, and children in this country over time, the miracle of the Obama presidency, and the white backlash to his 8 years that conjured Donald Trump as his successor. The book is structured around 8 features originally published in The Atlantic and 8 contemporaneous notes or essays which describe Coates' changing perspective on President Obama's 8 years in office. His subjects include Michelle Obama, the Civil War, Malcolm X, reparations, and mass incarceration. He traces how the barbarous nature of slavery has been kept alive and current since emancipation. Those effects include the terrorism of the Klan and white citizens groups, Jim Crow, the organized state violence of police, the courts, and prisons in the South during that time, the closing out of FDR's New Deal to African Americans, the devil's bargain made by the president to keep Southern Democrats in the fold, the use of real estate redlining, restrictive housing covenants, and predatory lending practices to keep black people isolated and unable to build wealth through home ownership, the poor funding of black schools, the use of fines to prey upon black communities and keep many townships and counties supplied with funding, gerrymandering and voter suppression, and the prison and incarceration boom fueled by the war on drugs, a death toll among black people at the hands of police out of all proportion to their numbers. In his feature, My President Was Black, Coates marshals in order all the comments, slights, threats, and obstruction heaped upon President Obama by Republicans and their allies in the revanchist media. As a reader, he summons you to witness that avalanche. An 8-year campaign of consistent and open racism aimed at the leader of the free world that helped clear the way for the election of Donald Trump. His portrait of President Obama is not a hagiography. It is nuanced, critical, never fawning, but it is also joyful. How else might one describe this sentence from Coates' description of Obama's first inauguration? The car slow dragging down Pennsylvania Avenue, the crowd cheering, and then the two of them rising up out of the limo, rising up from fear, smiling, waving, defying despair, defying history, defying gravity. Power is not a screed, nor is it self-defeating. Coates keeps an even tone throughout. He lets his research make his point. His gathering of facts is crushing, infuriating, empowering. You cannot read this book and remain placid and blandly optimistic. Coates is a tragedian, but not given to despair. His explorations had not given him hope, but it had at least granted clarity.